Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word that you're sharing with us, Father God. And thank you, Lord, for the light of understanding by your Spirit that can just take hold of us, Lord, as we go into it, and so as to wake us all up to the greatness of your love that is here in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 1. Verse 1 to 3. We write to you about the word of life, which has existed from the very beginning. We have heard it, and we have seen it with our own eyes. Yes, we have seen it, and our hands have touched it. When this life became visible, we saw it. So we speak of it and tell you about the eternal life which was with the Father and was made known to us. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you also, so that you will join with us in the fellowship that we have with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. This is precious. And for the same beloved writer, you know, and you just see he's so beloved because he's also walking in newness of revelation. You've got the other Gospels, they call the Synoptic Gospels, because they're very much the same. But John's letter touches everything they touch, but so much more, because it's unique revelation that he's sharing. And we can only but share from what we have seen and heard, that which comes by revelation. And the new thing to me, I mean, I've loved this portion for so long. But yeah, so I'm so much sharing the new straight away. It says, in the beginning, in his first gospel letter, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then that's Jesus that came. And he came to his own. His own were those he had spoken to and given revelation about his love to the people that came through Abraham, the Jews. And then he came to come and bring the full picture, the biggest and the best picture. Because everything he spoke about was what was predestined in him. We were predestined in him. And this is for all mankind, not just the Jews. And then they rejected him. But the beautiful thing there is, but those who believed in his name, the Lord, the Savior, the Big Brother, he gave the right to become children of the living God. So that's the beauty of what Jesus. But yeah, the fresh revelation just sitting with this morning is that he's from the beginning. Yeah, he's from the beginning of time. We don't know, there's no beginning with God, but there's a beginning of every thought and every purpose. And so he's a beginning of the thought and the purpose for this world. Why did I say the world? Okay, let's go back to the most important beginning is we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So it's about where we find our true life is in Jesus, looking to Jesus, hearing from Jesus. That's the original idea. But then also the world had to be made for a habitation of these sons of the living God, these children made in Jesus to be holy and blameless in him in love. And so it's amazing and it's so beautiful. This is what God has sent to us. And in this letter, in the sharing we get here now, we see the desires and the plan and the love for God was revealed in Jesus, the God quality of life. And then Jesus could say himself, as my Father sent me, so I send you. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. The works that I do, you shall also do in greater. So this is a great, wonderful truth that everything God desires for mankind, for us, his children, was lived out in Jesus, from a baby to a young man to a father. And then he paid the price to break the fall that hindered us from that God quality of life, from the heavenly quality of life. But this, it doesn't just stop there. So John is saying, so we declare him. We declare that God quality of life has come. But then he goes on and it's even deeper, right at the end, verse 3. And we also say this quality of life was not just the experience that they had then when Jesus was in the flesh. They still have fellowship with the Father and the Son through Jesus in the kingdom. So this is a big reality, guys. We have been included in this now. We've been called out of darkness so as to know him. And why I've actually gone to this letter is because all the word there is so many times that John actually says, this we know. And this is what we've got to know. And to know is to be aware about, able to speak about, and then to experience. So this is why we're going into this book, is so that we can see the things that we can be aware of, confess them, because when you believe, you've got to confess, and then God brings about the experience. So we're in an amazing kingdom now, where we got amazing things to be aware of, so we can speak about it. Your tongue is the rudder of your life, so God can bring it to pass. So guys, and again, just in this letter, you can't speak about things you haven't seen and heard, but because we can see and hear now by the goodness of Jesus making the kingdom available, making the Spirit available, and then being the author and the perfecter, leading us, and then what is he leading us into? Our unique purpose, our unique destiny, just as the guys in Hebrews 11, each had a unique plan. Our names are also written in heaven, and this is what is opening up to us by the Spirit. So guys, be blessed, be encouraged, and just tune in on a daily basis to your Heavenly Father, so that you can tune into the heavenly plan and you can develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.